Blog Talk Radio.
Bible. He is the magnificent one, Yahweh God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. And right now, beloveds, is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express our joy, gratitude, and appreciation for his precious and beautiful Son. Our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our precious, beautiful gift of eternal life. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. And we are living our best blessed life by the grace of God. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual ineptitude, gratitude, for your spiritual attitude and growth in Christ from the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 43, where our Lord Jesus was explaining to the listeners the significance of the value of hearing. If eyes are the windows to the soul, then ears are the door to our hearts. In spite of the many, many miracles that our Lord Jesus had performed, many still doubted. Now, it isn't until the word heard becomes engrafted into the mind, heart, and spirit of all mankind that you will be blessed with this beautiful intimacy that comes from our Creator God. He will come into your spirit life, your spirit realm, your spirit world, the core being of who you are, and create in you a brand new you, the you that you was always intended to be for His glory. We'll be talking about ears to hear from Matthew 13 and verse 43. Right now, I am here to let you know that I have an amazing special guest that is just going to wow y'all in Jesus. This young lady has been through some valleys. She has been through some storms. And yet, and still, she has come through like a bright, shining light in the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus. I'm talking about gospel artist, woman of God, none other than Archduchess of Divinity. She is going to share an amazing testimony, and we're going to have a Archduchess of Divinity mini concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So I want you to know that we will be also later on in the broadcast shining my artist spotlight on Woman of God, gospel artist Gwen Price. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Dr. Hannah Comier, for sending this anointed gospel artist who's going to be joining me on a very soon broadcast with her husband, none other than Pastor Dr. L. Comier. These are some amazing people of God that are presented here on this Fire Gospel Experience. So you go ahead, call a family member. I dare you. Call a friend. Call a coworker. Somebody that you know right now could use some good godly inspiration. Toe tapping music, head bobbing, finger popping, and just a free spirit flow right now in God through this Fire Gospel Experience. We thank your Holy Spirit, God, for covering us, for keeping us, for shining your light in our lives. In spite of ourselves, you have blessed us so. We thank you most of all right now, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
Burn and proclaim the greatest day.
Duchess of Divinity, tell it like it is right here on this fire gospel experience. Lord Jesus, if y'all only knew what we went through to get right here, we are so grateful. So without any further ado, this amazing anointed woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, is here, y'all, on this fire gospel experience. Come on in the room. Come on in the room, woman of God. My God. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience, woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity. How you doing, woman of God?
Yes, Lord. I'm blessed, I'm excellent, and I'm highly flavored, as well as favored as the Lord. Praise God.
Did y'all hear that? She said she highly flavored and highly favored. I like that. I'm going to run that. I'm going to use that. I'm telling you right now, I am going to use that, and I will not hold up and tell people that I thought of that. I'm going to say I got that from the Archduchess of Divinity. So I'm going to spread that around and watch and see. Watch and see how fast that's going to catch on. People going to be saying, I'm highly flavored and highly favored of the Lord. And we got it for you, woman of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen,
I need to let you all know about some spiritual battles that me and this woman of God have been through just to get where we are today. Just to show y'all that spiritual warfare is a reality. Now, listen, this woman of God, we have had attempted to have two previous broadcasts, and what some people call technical difficulties, me and woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, know that this was nothing but a demonic difficulty. Technically speaking, that was coming against us to prevent this broadcast. Now, I've heard this woman of God's testimony. Y'all going to sit back and be amazed. So we are here as witnesses that just because we can't always see the spiritual warfare that's going on, we can always see the evidence of it. So use spiritual discernment so that you can understand that sometimes the people that are against you are really being motivated and driven by dark demonic influences, woman of God. That's why the Lord Jesus told us to pray for our enemies. They're being used by the devil and don't even know it. Amen?
Don't even know it. Don't even have a clue.
Amen. So we have to pray for them that they be set free. Amen. Woman of God, set yourself free with this amazing testimony. Tell us about who you were at the point in your life when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ, and then we're going to flow with your amazing life testimony from there. Go ahead and talk to us.
Well, I had given good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I'm sure it's one of the time zones with all of your listeners somewhere across the globe. But I had given my life to the Lord for the last and final time in 2013. You know, when you grow up in church and you know the Lord, you kind of prostitute the relationship, right? You take advantage of the access to the throne of God and to the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things start getting kind of dreary and, you know, you become dismayed and disheartened, we run to God, and then he builds us up, and then we take what he's given us, and just like the children of Israel, we go back into Egypt. the children of Israel, of course, never made their way back into Egypt because God brought them out in a fashion that they could not go back.
Yeah.
That's why he brought them through the water and closed the waters up. He said, you will die first before you go back into that place, that level of captivity. But that's not our testimony. And so for me, I would, you know, become so convicted by the Holy Spirit, by my lifestyle. I would always go to church and rededicate my life to the Lord and then find myself in a backslidden condition. And I asked the Lord one day, I said, God, why is it that I'm always coming to church, giving my life to you, and then I find myself back in the world? He said, because when sin is finished, death. So the Holy Spirit would always convict you to the point to where you would have a clean slate after your repentance and you would experience death. But we've come so complacent and so accustomed to sinning because of God's grace that his desire is that we will not be in a place of sin when he comes or when our appointment with death arises. So I just thank God for 2013 when I was arrested for 187, and that was the time, that 3 years and 10 months, that was the time that I truly wholeheartedly gave my life over to the Lord, and I have not looked back since. Praise God.
And for those of y'all that didn't grow up in the urban cities, that 187, by the way, is a very classic movie with Lawrence Fishburne. And the young man that played Link on the Mod Squad, his name escaped me. I think it's something the third. Anyway, it'll come back to me. I'll look it up. 187, talking about murder. Go ahead, woman of God.
Yeah. So when I was arrested for murder, my first week in incarceration, I felt more free being incarcerated than I did when I was on the streets.
Wow.
And I didn't understand that. But the Lord had liberated me and he had freed me to a facet and in a place that no things and nobody had ever made me feel. Now, mine was built from the ground up. I had pools that I designed. I had koi ponds, jacuzzi, granite, anything that money could buy. When I got arrested, I was in my R350 Mercedes Benz. I had Grand Nationals and Camaros in my driveway. That everything we had, we pretty much owned it. And I still was unhappy, man of God. I still was almost to a place of suicide. But nobody knew because people were so busy envying me and being jealous and trying to benefit off of who I was financially that spiritually it was hard for people to see past the forest for the trees. And I remember my mother, the great woman of God, which I got highly flavored from, just an FYI, Dr. Pastor Chief Apostle Dorothy A. Evans, and dearly known as Mother Evans, saying to me that God wants his rightful place back on the throne of your heart. And
yes,
I didn't understand what that meant because I felt like I was faithful in my tithes. No matter how much weed I was smoking, no matter how much Moet and Hennessy and Crown Royal I was drinking, I was faithful in my tithes and in my giving. Mm. So I felt as if I was doing my part to the kingdom because we get so caught up in the monetary aspect of our relationship with God. We forget about the talents and the gifts that God has given us that we have buried and the souls that have been assigned to us are dying and are being lost because we're focused on this world system and not on what God put into place.
Amen. Let me ask you a question, woman of God. Let me jump in real quick. Now, you said that you had all of these luxuries. You had all this thing going on. You had a sublime belief that as long as I pay my tithes and as long as I acknowledge the existence of God in my life, that I'm good to go. But I did hear you say I was taking copious notes from sermons. I did hear you say I was going to Sunday school. I did hear you say that I was going to Bible study. Is there a coincidental relationship between what we think is good as opposed to what we should be pursuing in the Word of God through Bible study, Sunday school, and being more conscious of the preached word?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. In Proverbs, the 14th chapter, tells us that there is a way which seemeth right unto mm-hmm. a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, the ways of destruction. And because we grow up in church, right, we almost learn how to manipulate, or we think, you know, that we're manipulating. I would periodically attend Sunday school, and it's funny that you would mention that, because I remember one Sunday I had gone to Sunday school with my children, because I would normally drop them off, you know, having a habit of getting them ready for church and dropping them off for church, you know, and then getting them after church. But this particular Sunday, the Holy Spirit led me into Sunday school. And our own elder, Annette Nobles, rest in peace, was teaching Sunday school. And during her lesson, she said that God's thoughts are good towards us continually.
Yes.
And what happened for me was the enemy started making me feel unworthy to go into the house of the Lord. He started making me feel as if I was too contaminated. You know, I was too dirty to go into the house of the Lord. My lifestyle had become so bad. I was ostracized mentally from God. And so that's why I said, well, as long as I pay my tithes and my offering, I know God is going to rebuke the devourer for my sake.
Yes, you are.
I knew that much about his promises. I knew that much about his word. And he had done it so many times. The enemy tried to come in like a flood and destroy me, and the Holy Spirit would raise up that standard. Jehovah Nisi would kick right in, and I knew it was nobody but God.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't enough for me to give my life completely over to God, because I was so married to the materialistic side of this life. I was so married to, you know, the Gucci, the Chloe, the Dior, the Prada.
Mm-hmm.
I still struggle with detaching myself from these things, even though I'm the woman of God. I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with burning fire.
Yeah.
I'm a living epistle, seen and read of men, but I still got to have me some red bottoms and some Gucci shoes on and a Burberry. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, I can't, no matter how much pretty the cubic zirconians look, I got to have me some real diamonds.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm trying to get myself, you know, in a place where, with God, you know, that I'm so content with God that these things don't matter. And I'm not saying that they supersede my relationship with God, because now I'm not going to be with nobody that's willing to break the law to make sure I have these things.
What I hear you saying, woman of God, is being okay is just not good enough. There's more levels. There are more levels.
There's more levels. Yes. 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 And I work hard. You know, I work hard, but I see the... And God said, I want you to prosper and be in health. You know, so I don't think it's an issue with God, you know, that I drive an Infiniti truck and, you know, I want a Rolls Royce truck. I don't think that's an issue with God, but I think the issue that's at hand in the church is when people misappropriate to attain these things, when people bend the laws and the rules slightly, you know, as men and women of God, you know, to attain these things, I believe that's when it's a problem.
It is. It definitely is a problem. And I'm going to tell you one thing,
and
too,
so
because
I try to separate my relationship with these things, you know, enough
yeah.
to where I'm not willing to go outside of God's divine will and plan, but still be up underneath his grace, right?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why so many people do it, and they get caught up in it, because we're in this grace dispensation. But should we continue in sin, that grace should much more abound, God forbid, because there's going to come
God
a day
forbid.
In the time that your grace is going to be lifted and you're going to be exposed. And I'm not calling out no names, because that's not what this interview is about. But we get so
no.
caught up and complacent in our sin because of grace, and because we're still attaining these materialistic things, we have equated that with the word blessed. But that's
Amen.
Not what blessed is. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor
mm-hmm.
sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his
Amen.
Law does he meditate day and night. That's what Psalms writer told us that blessed was. And then Matthew told us the Beatitudes. But we have
yes,
equated
Lord.
Blessed with material things.
And I'm going to tell you, woman of God, if we ever get to the point where we start giving more praise to the blessings than the blessers, we just made a real bad left turn from God.
And that's what the Holy Spirit was telling me the year before I got released. He kept telling me, he said, they're out in the world worshiping the created things
Come on.
More than they are worshiping the Creator. And that's why the world is in the condition it's in. And it's not the sinners that God is talking about. Just a FYI, PSA, if my
yep.
people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves
my
and,
people.
And pray, my
mm-hmm.
people,
yes, yes.
then I'm going to heal
Amen.
Their land.
Mm-hmm.
But our land yep. is in the condition it's in because we want to open service with 5 minutes of prayer and then 3 hours of talking and dancing around and shouting. And Jesus said men should always pray and not faint. The reason why people are
yeah.
fainting because they're not praying.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And don't be dismayed.
We have to get
because...
back into the posture of prayer. I remember the Clark sisters had a song that said, Lord, give me a praying spirit.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. And it's not unusual that the church is under grievous attack right now, because the devil's strategy and plan is to discredit the Christian church.
Of course.
Where there are people in high places of leadership that are associated with the Christian church, outsiders, unbelievers will view this as discredit and not want to ever embark upon the curiosity of the reality of God in Jesus Christ. So, yes, we're going to have to deal with scandals, yes, but that does not mean that we fall by the wayside, that we give up our faith. No, that means we take hold of our faith, our trust, the word of God, even more so, and then stand as God gives us the strength to be able to stand and be that light regardless of all of the tragic, scandalous things that the church are being accused of. Don't you know, if the Christian church wasn't about nothing, we would not be having to endure all of these satanic attacks, because the devil knows those of us that stand up for Jesus Christ mean exactly what God says. Come on, woman of God.
And the only way we can maintain that relationship is by being filled with the Holy Spirit and by prayer. I remember we had
yes,
a cliche yes. when I was a kid. It said, no prayer, no power,
nope.
little
power.
Prayer, little power, much oh. prayer, much power.
Yeah.
But we don't have the power to pull down the strongholds in our minds because we're not praying.
Mm.
We're consulting
Amen.
With one another more than we're consulting
oh.
with the living God.
Woo.
And Jesus died so that we can access the throne of God boldly.
Preach. Preach, woman of God.
At any time, day or at night. But instead, mm-hmm. we want to text our pastor. We want to call our bishop. We even want to call our other friends. I see people calling out for more pleas on Facebook. Pray for my mother. And 96% of their friends are either unsaved or hypocrites. But this is who they want to pray for their mother.
Amen. You preaching, woman of God. And then let's talk about this woman of God.
So we as a people have to get it together. We just have to get it together.
Amen. You're absolutely right. And with that being said, people have to get it together. And we have to do what we can to be some sort of barriers in some significant way as we're being led by God to stop all the heinous bloodshed that is being shed across our great nation. Yes, it's happening in all communities. It's happening in the white community. It's happening in the black community. Unfortunately, the world we're living in, it seems like that certain ethnicities are getting more degrading reports about the crime, the murders, the bloodshed, the criminal behavior in certain communities, y'all know what I'm talking about, than more so than others. But one thing that I know, woman of God, evil exists in all race, all ethnicities, all creeds, and all colors. So we have to be conscious of that. And that's why this woman of God has come forward with an award-winning plea and song to each one of us that has some semblance of common sense that we need to be as much as we can a restorer of health and stop the bloodshed. No more. No more.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Help us, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, praise, honor, and adore you. You've granted us the opportunity to come boldly to your throne of grace and truth. I only have one petition today. No more blood, no more blood, bloodshed, please. No more blood, no more blood, bloodshed, please. I've seen much blood spilled, I'm so living with precariousness, no guarantees. We've all lost our ways in the darkness of the dark, blinded by the phobia, hatred in our heart. While maintaining a smiling face, daily worries return me to pray. Black men, you're the prey. My tears help me to convey. No more blood, no more blood. Bloodshed, please. No more blood, bloodshed, please. Alarming as things may sound, we're aware that it's due to your bloodshed that fell to the ground. It's the ultimate difference in how we live today. This is why men should always watch and pray. Again I say, Capitol Hill, Anthony McLean, Dante Wright, Botham Jones. Current events not considering back in the day. Leroy Barnes, Stephen Bullock, IBA. Committed mercy at the hands of love. No more Reginald Benny. No more Uncle Steve's mercy. Father God, please allow the world to see us as human beings and not as wild beasts. Let them see the value in our lives and our contribution to this great country, inventing the streetlights, creating peanut butter, forming the first group of men going around dissolving flames in our neighborhoods and communities. Revealed to the world. And most of all, as the children of the Most High God in Jesus. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry on the radio, giving God his just due glory, his praise, his honor, and then encouraging each one of you listening to this broadcast, whether you're a believer or not, because if you believe, you already know that you know that you know, and that's a good thing. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. And if you are undecided, it's no coincidence you listen to this broadcast, because we are here representing the Almighty God, the one that created everything that is known and unknown, the one that inspired man to write down his holy word. Don't worry about certain books of the Bible being missing. Don't worry about man wrote that, because the Bible declares that as men were moved by Holy Spirit, God they wrote. Men did not create this Bible. Men were the secretaries to the Bible as God moved in their spirits and touched their minds and revealed truth that only God can. So, woman of God, I am so grateful that you shared about having this unimaginable peace while being incarcerated. Now, many of us, I've been very close in my other days of life. I'm sure that there are things that I qualified for. I just did not succumb to being caught in doing certain things. Thank you, God, for your grace. But that doesn't mean that I had not missed opportunities. And what I'm saying is that for you to be able to go through incarceration for 3.5 years and still find a greater peace incarcerated with restricted and limited freedom, than you did when you were outside and had full access and freedom and all the nice things that life and God has blessed you with. You spoke about a peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, share with us what this peace was all about, because there are people that are going through things far less than incarceration whose peace are disturbed and being robbed. How can we obtain that peace that you said you found during your incarceration?
Psalms 107:20-22 says, He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Then he told Job in Job 23:10, he said, I know the way that you take, and when I have tried in the way, then shall you come forth as pure gold. So you have to know the word of God, the promises of God, the requirements of God, and then you allow them to feed you, to restore you, and to give your mind. Isaiah 26:3 said, if you just keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. So there are things that God has given us instructions to do if we just apply the word of God. See, it's one thing to hear the word. It's one thing to have access to the word. But when you become a doer, then the word becomes life, and it begins to manifest its promises in your life every moment of the day. So that's the secret. During my time of incarceration, I read the Bible front and back 8 times. And one time the Lord had me to underline the word prepare, prepares, prepared, preparing, prepare it. Every time I seen it, because that's when he revealed to me this is what he was doing.
Okay.
This is what he was doing. And I read the Bible in an 8-day window from Genesis to Revelation, all 66, the 39 and the 27. It was like I had this hunger and this thirst for the word. Even during my programming time, all I would do was come out and shower and clean my room and go back into my cell. I wouldn't even get on the phone. I fasted and I prayed. And I sought the Lord, hallelujah, and he heard me,
hallelujah.
And he showed me great and mighty things that I knew not of right in his word. I recall reading the word of God, and sometimes I would be laughing so hard, and my cellie would be like, Miss Evans, what are you reading? And I'm like, the Bible. And they're like, you laughing like that, reading the Bible. I said, laughter is like medicine, says Proverbs. And the Lord was my medicine. He was my peace. He was my way maker, my strong tower, my battle axe. He was everything he promised us that he would be. He was my mind regulator. Hallelujah. He was my heart fixer.
Thank you, Jesus.
But because I allowed him to be those things, that's what he was. And I just want to encourage people that he'll be to you. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, you let him be in your life.
And also, too, woman of God, what I found out is the greatest trials, troubles, and temptations that a person goes through, that only means that God has greater calling, victory, and triumphs destined for your life.
That's it. That's all the same. When much is given, much is required. And who he loves, he chastens. And we see that. We see that with Noah. You know, we see that with Abraham. We see it with Saul, with Moses. You know, these people were living their own lives. God called Abram out of his own kindred, his own land, and sent him to a foreign place. Joseph, because he needs to know, are you depending on me, or are you depending on your your father, your mother, your riches, you know, your acquired things and stuff that you have obtained in this life. And so he will separate us via prison, hospital bed, poverty, college. You know, he'll put you in a place where you don't have nobody around you that you're familiar with. And you have a choice to either follow on to get to know him or go with that world system. And I remember he taught me in Hebrews, he said, I have brought you into captivity that you might become a partaker of my holiness.
Mm-hmm.
But that's your choice. And so I've seen plenty of girls come in that jail and get turned out. I remember there was a girl in there, and the Lord wanted to deliver her so badly. And she was so beautiful, but she thought she was a boy. And I kept telling her that the Holy Spirit wants to deliver you, and he wants to use your life as a testimony. But you have to give up this lust of the flesh. See, we don't want to give up nothing. We don't want to deny ourselves. We don't want to take up our cross and follow him. We want to live and still follow God. And God said, no, if I got to die, hallelujah, you got to die.
Come on. You tell the truth.
If I have to be a sacrifice, then you have to be a living sacrifice.
Preach.
And when you give your life over to me, the sovereign Lord, now your life is hid in Christ. So people should no longer see you in the spirit.
Amen.
So in the natural, you look at your hands and your hands look the same, but in the spirit, you look at your hands look new because your hands no longer want to roll up a blunt. Your hands no longer want to chop up some cocaine and take a snort. Your hands no longer want to mix up that drink. You know what I'm saying? You want your hands to be clean. You want your hands to be clean before the Lord, because those that have clean hands and a pure heart, those are the ones that are going to enter in into eternal rest. So those that's what the writer was saying about the clean hand. But we don't want to clean our hands. We want our hands to still be dirty, but we want to offer up a sacrifice of praise.
Amen. Amen. And the struggle is a reality, because I'm here to tell you right now that there are many believers in Christ, and I'm including myself in the front of this line, that are still struggling with certain areas of our lives. And we need to daily, consistently humble ourselves before Almighty God and not be abusers of his grace. Oh, let me go dibble and dab in this a little bit, because I know God is a forgiving God. I know that he'll forgive me. Yes, he will. But the Bible says, a woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, just got through saying, shall we abuse God's grace? Shall we sin, continue in sin, that grace will abound? God forbid. So let us be about the business of being transparent with God. Yeah, the struggle is real, but the victory is realer. Come on, woman of God.
That's it. Psalms 24 tells us, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. And then the third verse said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? And the fourth verse says that he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, verse 5, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6 said, this is the generation of them that do what? That seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. So our mission, our agenda as Christians has shifted from seeking God to seeking relevance and seeking accolades and seeking approval from men.
Jesus. You're telling the truth.
And because
Amen.
We believe, this is how we attain the things that we want in life. But Matthew told us that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not Benz's houses and jewelry. It's righteousness, peace, and joy.
Mm.
All this other stuff will be added. It'll be added unto our lives. It's going to be added. But we as people, we seek the stuff and things.
Yeah.
And that's
we want God to add it to us.
We
want God to add those things that. We want God to add those things that you just got through talking. Amen. Listen,
we
want God to add those things.
But God ain't added that. God ain't added it. God ain't added it. The only way God is adding it is when we seek Him first. But we're not seeking Him first. But we're attributing it to God. Because we don't want to tell you the real. We don't want to tell you, I slept with this man that got this money and he been buying me this stuff, but I still come to church and preach the gospel and I make you feel intimidated by this stuff and things, and so you feel like you're not doing something right because you don't have what I have, so now you seeking me so you can try to attain what I have. Instead of seeking the God in me, but there's no God in me because I'm not following Christ. I'm following after the flesh.
Yes, ma'am. It's a struggle.
So now you're being misled by the spirit of what? Of divination that have taken foot in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have
the spirit
of
carnality. Of
godliness. We have the form of holiness. We have the form of righteousness. But we're denying the power because we won't operate in the humility. We got to die.
Amen. Die daily.
We got to die. We got to commit spiritual suicide every single day as believers and allow Christ, the hope of glory, to get the glory to live, to navigate us.
Amen.
To the soul.
Paul said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong in God. It's just a matter of turning over our will. It's not a form of weakness. What it is a submission of gratitude because I know God has more for me in my best interest than I could ever conceive of myself. Now, woman of God, before I let you go, I need to go back to that song that we just got through praying, No More. And at the end of that song, listeners, you all heard a tone, a long tone. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that sounds like the long tone of when a person is deceased in the hospital and there's no more heartbeat.
The flat line.
Amen. Tell us about the inspiration of this song and the cry out to the world that you feel in your spirit, that you receive from God to stop all of this senseless bloodshed. No more.
My little cousin Eddie was a part of a Halloween massacre in 1993 in the city of Pasadena. It went global because there were three young boys, 12, 13, I believe. Two was 12 and one was 13, which is my cousin. And they were murdered heinously on the streets of Pasadena. And it became a global, worldwide awareness of where the world was going. And then in the past, I've lost so many friends to, you know, shootouts with the police or being gunned down by the police because they're fleeing a scene because maybe they had dope on them or maybe they had just committed a crime. But instead of the police dealing with them gingerly and tackling them and maybe tasing them or hitting them with a baton, they hit them with bullets and they hit them in fatal places. They shot them. See, these are trained, skilled police. They know where to shoot you to stop you, and they know where to shoot you to murder.
Yeah.
They go to a shooting range daily. That's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of them shooting them in the ankle or in the knee or in the buttocks, they shoot them in the heart, in the
lower
head, you know, in the kidneys, in the abdominal gastro areas to kill them.
Oh my God.
And so just me paying attention to all this stuff, and then, you know, not talking even about the government and the wars and rumors of wars that we've been experiencing and will continue to experience because of gold, oil, you know, lithium, whatever it is that they're fighting over. We become casualties of it. And my prayer and my plea is that we become more concerned with the souls and with the people than we become concerned with the commodity and the economy of the people. And so that's why my plea is no more bloodshed, because almost all of these heinous acts are derivative of something that was not as important as the soul, as an individual.
Amen.
Almost 90% of the people that I talked to that were in the modules that I was in that you know, committed murders, because they took my money, they robbed my friend. And now you realize that money was not more important to you than your liberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
So I'm trying to stress a new way of thinking. I'm trying to well, they've already been fed this narrative. So when it happens, that's their response, because this is the narrative in the music, in the hierarchy of the gang, you know what I mean? In our black community, you know, you ain't going to disrespect me. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to kill you. You know, all that stupid stuff.
Yeah.
When you disrespect yourself every day, when you come outside with your pants to your knees and your whole buttocks is showing and your drawers are dirty, that's the most disrespectful thing you can do to yourself as a black man.
It is. You're so right. I agree with all of that.
Somebody else disrespecting it. We use the N-word all day, every day, and then we put it out in our music, and then when somebody else is singing the music, we feel disrespected. Oh, they saying the N-word. Well, you don't have enough respect for yourself and for your forefathers and the people that died so that you can have freedom of speech, to use your speech to build your people up. And then when somebody else tear you down, it's disrespect.
Yeah, that's the world that we living in. Woman of God, listen, I'm going to have to bring you back so that we can continue to support you in your ministry. I am so thankful that we were finally able to dismiss the devil from this assignment that God has given us today. You have shared so much profound truth. I'm going to need you to come back as soon as possible so that we can continue to be fed by your life story, by your testimony, as well as by your anointed gospel music. It is a phenomenal story. I see Jesus working in you, woman of God. How can my listeners follow you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media formats that you have? How can they also download your music, as well as how can you be contacted for speaking engagements? We didn't even get a chance to talk about how you've been awarded, you've been acknowledged in public circles for the work that you're doing, for the ministry that you're doing. So I need more time to Kingdom Connect with you. How can you be reached for speaking, singing, ministering engagements? Where can your music be downloaded? And where can my listeners follow you on social media?
So you can follow me on social media at Archduchess of Divinity. That's across all platforms. Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I must admit I'm not as engaged as the average person because I'm so in these streets, in the trenches, dealing with the reality that I don't really get to deal with, you know, media. I wish I had somebody, you know, that could follow me around so you guys could really see how engaged I am with the community, with the people, you know, trying to encourage the hearts of the people and feeding the homeless and out with the gangbangers and doing these gangbanger funerals and interacting with everyday people that I'm trying to encourage to get to know the Lord before it's too late. The Bible said we have to work while it is day, because when night comes, no man can work. So I really don't take a lot of time out to put content on my media platforms as I should, charge it to my head and not to my heart, because my heart is in the streets with the people. But you can follow me. You can find me on all of these social media platforms. If you really want to talk to me and you really want to get to know me in a personal way, I mean, if it wasn't for Sin and Shame, I put my phone number out here because that's how intimate I am with the people. I'm not worried about you having my phone number, calling me. My husband, you know, sometimes hides my phone when I fall asleep because I get calls all through the night. And I'm up praying, and sometimes I got to get up and go, you know, and be there to support the people, because that's my stance. I'm not trying to gain a media follower. I'm trying to gain some crown, some jewels in my crown. I'm trying to have some friends when I go to heaven.
Amen. So, and where can your music be downloaded?
My music can be downloaded on all live stream platforms. My music did go number one in the UK on Apple iTunes. And we're going to have a celebration with the mayor of Pasadena in the month of May, where he's going to present my gold placard to me. So those positive, beautiful things I love. I'm grateful to God. Feel for the glory of the Lord to be revealed. I'm not really trying to make a name for myself. And that's the premise of greatest name. Just, I remember you mentioning that, but I bypassed and I apologize. But the premise of greatest name in history is that we remember that it's all because of Jesus that we're here. We get so caught up in the fame of what the Lord have allowed us to do through his name that now we want the glory. In Romans 8:28 tell us that it's for our good, but it's for his glory. So I just want to encourage you, even in this year, I know the Lord is getting ready to do some great and mighty things for you, Mr. Jefferson. That's why the obstacles have been so grandiose. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. And I just want to remind you to keep giving the glory back to God, even as he elevates you, even as he elevates your show, even as you begin to gain this following that you desire, that the glory of the Lord be spread throughout the world, because it's going to happen. Keep giving God the glory. What happens is we start off giving God the glory, and then as we get elevated, we start thinking we need man to keep us in a place that God positioned us.
Amen.
He said he's going to set your feet like hinds feet in high places.
Amen.
But it's your job to continue to give him the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give him the
in
glory.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I'm going to tell you, and I've said this many times before, where God has brought me from, the bottom of the bottom, I'm talking about the back of the bottom of the bottom, he had to reconstruct my whole life at the age of 40. And so some 22, 23 years later, ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to change my testimony. God gets all the praise. God gets all the glory. Woman of God, we appreciate you. We love you in Jesus. I will be in touch with you. Shout out to man of God, Elder Walter Frank. We're going to have to give him a brand new phone so that he can go Facebook Live while you're out ministering so that people can appreciate the work that you're doing out there in the street. We can be so saved and so sanctified in church. And then get out in the street, and you would think somebody put a muzzle on us. That same energy that we bring to church is intended for us to take to the streets. So listen, woman of God, I appreciate you. I will be in touch with you so that we can bring you back. If I take too long, you get in touch with me and say, Brother Ron, I got that burning spirit in me, and I got to run and go tell it. So until then, woman of God, I love you in Jesus. I love Elder Walter Frank in Jesus. Y'all are a beautiful couple together in Jesus, and I love the fact that God is using y'all to the degree that he is. And guess what? The best is still yet to come. Amen?
Amen.
Woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, y'all. She'll be back. Don't worry. I'll bring her back before y'all know it. Lord Jesus, you amazing people of God. Y'all get my spirit rising, and I love y'all for it. I thank y'all. I appreciate everything that y'all do in Jesus, in his wonderful name. We're not through with that woman of God. She still has testimony. She still has anointed gospel music to bring to us. Yes, indeed. Don't you know that this woman of God is on the battlefield just like she said? And we should be more like her to be aggressive in our ministry work, whatever it may be. Pray and ask the Lord for more direction, for more clarity that he would have you to do. And I promise you, he'll do it. He'll take you from the back of the bottom and take you all the way to the top. But just like woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity just said, always make sure you keep giving God the glory. In other words, cry out to the Lord and watch him work wonders in your life. cried,
now
I cried. Sometimes we have to just step away from our goings and comings in the world and just open up our heart and let those tears of joy, let that tear of pleading our case to God, just to give God praise even as tears flow. Woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, had shared about how God will sometimes require us to go through certain separations. And I understand, because I had shared tears just earlier about the separation from my five beautiful queen daughters, two of which are in heaven right now. But the three that are still in Detroit, Michigan, Lord, I've been separated from them for the 7 years. They were little girls when I left Detroit. I had to leave Detroit and come back to my birthplace where I'm broadcasting now, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, due to employment situations that many had gone through back in the year 2000 because of the automotive industry and because of my life circumstances and choices that I made. Don't y'all know I had unemployment benefits for 6 months? I wasn't worried about a thing until about that fifth month rolled around. I still couldn't find a job. But God had another plan. And it required me to separate from my beautiful queen daughters and other family members. And sometimes we need the support and we need the love and influence of the people to where God has sent us to, away from other loved ones. That's why church family comes in. That's why maybe family and friends that are at our new locations come in. So my point being is sometimes we can't see the hand of God moving in our lives. We feel uncertain. We feel maybe even a little disturbed because we can't see the end from the middle. But trusting in God will always be to our benefit, and we will be blessed, and we will see the hand of God moving in even our most difficult circumstances at being separated from loved ones. Keep the connection as best you can with loved ones that have been separated from us, and let that love grow continuously from that point on. Amen. Goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. You just heard from my special guest, Woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, talking about cry out. So go ahead and cry out and let those tears fall and purge yourself from anything that's disturbing your mind, your heart, and your soul. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience where I will shine my artist spotlight on you, anointed people of God, that God has blessed with so many wonderful gifts of singing, of being a musician, or whatever it may be. This is the time where I invite you all to come and share your gift and share your anointed gospel ministry on this Fire Gospel Experience in my Shine Out of Spotlight. My special guest is here, an amazing young woman of God that I have come to appreciate in her music ministry. Don't you know God is able to give you the opportunity to move beyond your immediate territory so that he can expose you to the world and be a light for his glory. So I don't know what it is about Houston, Texas, but I'm trying to tell you, Houston, Texas got it going on. There are so many talented, anointed Christians in Houston, Texas. I'm talking about ministry preachers. Dr. Marcus Cosby is down there. Dr. Terry K. Anderson, some of my mentor preachers on Facebook are down in Houston, Texas. Lord Jesus, I'm going to have to roll through Houston sometime and just let some of their anointing rub off on me. But right now, my special guest is here. This amazing woman of God is doing what she do for Jesus as a gospel artist. So she's here with her music. She's here with her testimony. And she's going to bless us real, real good. So without any further ado, my special guest is here. Woman of God, Gwen Price, is here to bless us as God leads her in my Shine Out of Spotlight.
Hello, thank you.
Bless you, woman of God. Gwen Price,
bless
welcome
you.
To Fire
hello,
the Gospel.
Hello.
Bless you, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. I appreciate you joining us, woman of God. How you doing?
Thank you. I am good. A little sleepy on a Saturday, but I'm good.
Ah, that's all right, girl. God is going to give you some sweet, sweet rest, and you already know this.
Yes.
Listen, why don't you introduce yourself to my listening audience as you see fit? You can start maybe from when you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Tell us your testimony or story.
Oh, wow. Been in church all my life. You know, we're young. Some of us don't know about church or understand the meaning. But mother kept me in church, and I started singing, and it's just something about the songs and the ministry, listening to the preacher, young as I was, listening to my pastor, and I knew that was for me. I knew it was for me to allow God to use me. When they put me forefront in front of the people, nervous I was, scared I was, didn't want to do it. But as I kept going and going to church and listening to the preacher, singing the songs with the choir, I was like, this is my desire. This is my desire. Mm. This is what I want to do for God. I want Him to use me for His service, for His glory.
Yes.
So, and I've been singing, I'm 52-ish now, so I've been singing since around age, 5, 6 or so. The older saints, they always tell me, I remember you singing in the choir at a young age. So I've been singing, and I've been going with Christ. So,
amen.
That's my life story.
At 52. At 52, woman of God, you fully grown anywhere you go. You in your prime. You about to hit your stride. You ain't seen nothing yet. Just keep doing what you're doing. Amen?
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
I like how you shared about being nervous. And I know that there is a certain nervous energy that still comes over us. It's not the same nervous energy where we were a little fearful or feel inadequate when we first started ministering. It's that nervousness of excitement, finding our place in God, and knowing that we are living out our destiny. Amen? Is that what you're talking about?
Right, yeah. I remember singing with the eyes closed, and
Amen. So now that you've hit your destiny in God, what words of encouragement will you tell to anybody else? It doesn't necessarily have to be gospel artists. It can be ushers. It can be teachers, preachers. What is it that you have found to keep you going that can encourage us with the wisdom that you received and being able to continue on faithfully in God? What would you encourage us with?
I would say my pastor, Pastor Anderson, Lily Grove, you need to come to Houston. A couple of years ago, he preached a sermon, and in the sermon, he was talking about your first love, going back to your first love. And I thought about that, and I was like, I never left. I just need to get stronger in my first love. So I would tell people, whatever your niche is, whatever your desire that you strive, that you enjoy doing, I would say get in your word and allow God to minister through you, from His word, through you to the people in that desire, that love, that niche that you want to inspire in. And He will do in His word. He will do just what He said. And I believe that. Yes, believe that. I stand on that.
So I guess our part is then to just never let go, right?
Never let go.
The word of God says, be of good courage, for I have overcome the world. Keep the faith, stay in the race, for He promised never.
where peace it can't be found, just remember to keep the faith. So be strong no matter the way, hold to his unchanging hand, for he promised never ever to leave us alone. Never let go, never let go.
I could just hear y'all octaves go up. I could feel more energy in the room when y'all get happy, when y'all start singing, even more so than the rehearsal, boy, because God would touch y'all right there for that studio recording for the final cut. And then I heard it in your voice. You just went on up and you got happy right there in the song. I heard it, woman of God. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Never let go.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
So, what are the immediate plans that you have for your gospel music ministry, woman of God?
My immediate plans are to go back to pen and paper, my Bible,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully go back in the studio in the fall of this year.
Amen.
And work on something new. Work on something new.
Okay,
I'm excited.
I'm going to put an asterisk right there. You said hopefully
okay.
going to the studio. I am going to speak
I'm sorry.
You going into the studio.
I'm sorry. That was the wrong choice of words. Thank you. Thank you.
The fall, if not sooner, summer or the spring, when Holy Spirit God touch you with new inspiration and fresh creativity, you will be in that studio singing your heart and your soul out for Jesus. Now, I feel better.
Yes.
Receive it.
Thank you.
Come
thank
on.
You. Wrong choice of word. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Receive it, woman of God. We're moving forward in Jesus' name. No devils in hell is going to hold us back. We ain't going to even, God is not even going to let us get in our own way for his plan for our lives, woman of God. I appreciate you. Listen, this is just a short icebreaker. We wanted to get to know you a little bit so that we can help in some way further your ministry. Put your name out there so that people can call you and say, we want that woman of God that we heard on Fire the Gospel Experience for that shine out of spotlight to come to our service, our women's retreat, our revival, or whatever they got going on. How can they get in touch with you, woman of God? How can you be reached?
They can reach me through Dr. Cormier with WD Promotions. I am on Instagram. I'm on Facebook under Gwendolyn Price. They can Facebook message me. I do have TikTok at Gwendolyn Price Harris. And my Instagram is GPriceHA. And my email, I have a long email. It's Gwen Songbird, number one. at yahoo.com. Okay. And I can be reached in those ways.
Amen.
And I'll be glad to conversate. Listen.
Amen. Well, listen, when you go to your Facebook page, I've always sent you a friend request. Click on if you want to be my Facebook friend. That way I can encourage you.
Okay.
You can encourage me on social media. And your music can be downloaded through what?
Through Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, on all streaming platforms.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, woman of God, I'll meet you at the Golden Globe, the Stella, or whatever awards God has for you. I'll be the one that'll be dressed down to the T in about the third row, right in the middle. You'll see me clapping, and I'm going to say, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. That'll be me. Amen?
Okay. All right. I'll be looking for you in the midst of all the lights. Okay.
Amen. Bless you in Jesus. We appreciate you. Looking forward to you coming back whenever you're ready, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And you come on down to Houston, Texas, and visit us.
I sure will. I got some friends in Houston that's waiting on me. Now, listen, do you have any choice words of wisdom that you would like to share with us before you leave?
I simply never let go. Time is filled with swift transition. But continue to hold on and never let go, because God promised in his word that he'll
Amen.
Never leave us nor forsake us. And I believe
Amen.
That. I accept it, and I live on it every day. He said in his word, lo, I'm with you always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I've learned that lesson over 10 years now. I've really learned that lesson. And I'm still learning it.
Amen.
But 10 years ago
Amen.
Helped me. So. Yeah, he promised.
That's because you sound like the wise builder that built your faith on rock, which is Jesus, and you're able to stand. Amen. Woman of God,
yes.
Bless you in Jesus. We appreciate you. We love you in the Lord. And we're going to continue to pray for you and your ministry and everybody that's connected with you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woman of God, Gwen Price, y'all. Y'all support her. Y'all follow her in the beautiful name of Jesus and watch God do wonderful things in her life and yours for supporting her.
Thank you. Amen.
God blesses us as we bless one another. Y'all don't know that? Man, the Bible says it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Why is that, Brother Ron? I'm glad you asked. That's because when we give, don't you know the Bible says when we lend to the poor, that we are lending on behalf of God? When God sees you doing his work his way, according to his will, don't you know he's going to pour out blessings so much that if you press it down, shake it together, it ain't going to be help for you. You still going to find yourself, it's going to be running over, and that's going to flow into the lives of other people that are just waiting and probably need to be blessed. Just like you being blessed. Lord, we thank you. We lift you up in the beautiful name of Jesus. Woman of God, Gwen Price here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And if you want to be my special guest, get in touch with me. I'm right there on Facebook too, Ron E. Jefferson. Or give me a call, 870-413-0220 is my direct number to call. Now, sometimes people get on me because I can't always get to the messages right away, but I promise you, be patient. I'll get back to you because I want you to shine bright for God. Here's Woman of God, D. Echoes, because we have a God that is just simply, simply amazing.
So amazing to me.
Cause he's the one with the master plan. The hurt, the pain, and disappointment, and all of the shame. Even in the midst of my storm, I trust God and His grace to tell me. You see, I once was lost, but now I'm found. When I look back, all I can see is how God He loves. Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God, D. Echols. Yes, Lord Jesus, our God is amazing. Thank you, as always, man of God, Jason Nation, for sending these anointed gospel artists that are just anointed to give God His just due praise. I appreciate you in God. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Matthew, the gospel according to the Apostle Matthew. Chapter 13 and verse 43, as it reads, it's talking about ears to hear, and that's what we need to discuss. The Bible says, from the Amplified Bible, Classic Edition, then will the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God, shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let him who has ears to hear be listening, and let him consider and perceive and understand by hearing. I just love the clear explanatory way that the Amplified Version of the Bible breaks it down and adds more definition. I really do like to also be clear and very well understood when we read and hear in the Bible the righteousness. Those who are upright and in right standing with God. I realize now that after over four decades of being a born-again Christian believer, just how important and impactful those words are. Based on Romans 10, 9, and 10, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. First of all, I know that our right standing with God isn't just a once and for all status quo. It should be, but it depends on our stern stability to make it a very conscientious decision. And that's where our trouble lies. We tend to fluctuate as we grow. We tend to have those intermittent times of low living mentally, physically, morally, and faithfully. So our overall righteousness is dependent on God keeping us and our humble obedience. When we fail, we confess. If we fall, we ask God to recover us and then be more determined to live and do those things that pleases the Lord. Yes. Even in spite of the aches and pains that would seduce us to do otherwise. Matthew 13:43b says, shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Yes, repentance to knock the darkness that would dare trouble us and intrude upon the divine light from God that he has gifted us with. Where are the people of God that we are a spouse, wife, the church, to be married to our Lord Jesus, the groom, in the ever-approaching future? We are called to a great inheritance as well as our great calling now in this present day, in evangelism and in our daily lives. Matthew 13:43c says, let him who has ears to hear be listening, and let him consider and perceive and understand by hearing. I'm telling you, that amplified version of the Bible is so on point. It's so amazing to me that even in light and sight of all the astronomical miracles done by our Lord Jesus, that for many, it just wasn't enough evidence for them to render Romans 10, 9, and 10, which I've just read, to become an actuality in their lives. The Amplified Bible dissects what it means to accurately hear as our Lord Jesus prescribed. Talking about be listening is to hold on and grasp these words so that they echo and reverberate throughout and across our thoughts and thinking lives, to ponder with great importance for stability and overall well-being, meaning how to upgrade the quality of our lives. And then to consider and proceed, to openly digest the mental concept of what's being presented, to break down the elements in fairness and get to the root of the whole and truer meaning and matter. The perception of weighing in the balance all other comparatives to establish a fresher and newer vision of reality never ever known or reached heretofore. And then finally, three, and understand by hearing. When God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit created all that there wasn't, it was done by speaking. Genesis 1 and 3 can confirm it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. We're talking about ears to hear. I pray that you're listening. Amen. It goes right there. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. Here's woman of God, Ellen Hayes, and she is singing this amazing gospel song with the Word of Truth Mass Choir, talking about how God gives us another chance. Another chance. Amen. I'm just so grateful, and I thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance. Woman of God, Ellen Hayes and the Word of Truth, Mass Choir, talking about another chance. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, dear God, for all of those chances that you give. But we are discussing ears to hear on this fire gospel experience, and we want to just share with you where we left off. We were talking about the understanding by hearing, as the amplified version of the Bible breaks down what it means to actually hear. It says that when God the Father and the Son, our Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit, created all that there wasn't, it was done by speaking. Again, Genesis 1 and 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God created the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning the first day. So when God speaks, there is intended to be a resulting creation. But for mankind, that we have what is known as free will. That resulting determination comes as a result of the acceptance of what is heard, talking about that new creation, or not heard. Now, hearing the truth of God applies through all of the channels of our physical anatomy, our ears. And then we are openly allowed to the word to flow to our spiritual ear, which resides in our spirit and then touches our very souls. This ignites a new birth within us where our souls are born anew, all over, born again, based again on Romans 10, 9, and 10. So, adversely and consequently, we must understand that our enemy of souls, the devil, will attempt to imitate and emulate words that are deceptive, however veiled in some semi-truth, to derail us away from the light of God. This is where and why God's word must have the final say-so. Our definitive truth lies in what God speaks through the Bible as resilient as he did when he spoke creation into being. So let us fully hear daily and moment by moment the word of God, and let them cling, the word of God, let it cling to our very souls. Amen and amen and amen. I am so grateful to you, anointed people of God, for tuning into this fire gospel experience. I'm just grateful and always happy to let y'all know that God is a giving God. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Archduchess of Divinity, for coming in and sharing such a powerful testimony. I'm talking about that trial that she went through didn't do nothing but make her stronger. And that is the will and the way and the purpose of how God designs it. He's not just sending us through stuff just to be sending us through stuff. And then, woman of God, Gwen Price, in my shine on the spotlight, bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming in and being such a wonderful light for our God Almighty. I want to leave y'all with one final word because I love y'all so much. I take care of y'all. Y'all are near and dear to my heart. So let me share this, and I pray that these words be planted in your soul, that it be seed that you will forever grow by, and that is, don't lose yourself and get lost in the struggle. The struggle is proof that you have a new man in God versus the old man, woman that you were, the old you. The struggle is evidence that your spirit longs to please God and to be set free from this world's ways and from our own pernicious and self-centered ways. Amen. It goes right there. I want to leave y'all with woman of God, Alexia Curry. Come on in this room, woman of God, and bless us so that we can hear God's voice. which makes all the difference in the world. Thank you, man of God, Milton Wallace, for sending this woman of God, Alexia Curry, to bless us and encourage us to hear his voice. Until next time, y'all be blessed. In the beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the anointed one of God, our Savior, our Redeemer. Hallelujah.
Let me hold you close. I'll dry your tears this day. Let me comfort you in your darkest hour and take every fear away.
Share the bill of the most. Share the bill of the most.